Well, Ricky, obviously, very sad news. First of all, what were your memories of Mick McLaughlin?
There's no coincidence that, you know, when you have a cup run like we had, that obviously you had a good team, and, you know, have a good team, you had to have good players, and that, you know, that stands to reason. But it was almost as if it had been put together perfectly by a master craftsman, and, you know, you've got to thank John Charles for that, because Billy Meadows and I used to, when we lined up to kick off for a match, and you'd look back at what was behind you and see guys like Macca and Alan Jones and Roger Griffiths and Ken Mallinder, and, you know, it instilled you with confidence. Thing with Macca was, you know, I called him this morning, I called him the Iron Man, because if I think about him, and, you know, and I picture him in my mind, he was exactly that. He was absolutely as tough as old boots. He's probably one of the hardest players that I've ever played with or against. But he was completely fair. You know, he was scrupulously fair. I never saw him go and kick someone willfully, gratuitously. He just used to tackle and tackle hard. And I tell you, one of the greatest accolades that you can pay to a defender if you're a forward is you know you wouldn't want to play against him. And he was like that. And I tell you, Trevor, seriously, he was an absolute pro. I mean, we may have been part-time professionals then when we were all at Hereford. But, you know, Mike McLaughlin was an absolute professional in everything that he did.
It's strange, isn't it? I mean, you think back to that cup run, and obviously, inevitably, Ronnie's goal is always remembered, your goal, which knocked Newcastle out. But for me, Mick McLaughlin, to a degree, epitomised the spirit in that side, really.
I think there's a lot about that, a lot about him, the character that was in the side. And again, if you were to build a pyramid and, you know, say, well, you know, was there a single player? Was there one player that stood out that typified the spirit? You'd pick Macca first, and then you'd probably say Roger Griffiths, and then Jonah, and, you know. But I think most of the lads would have picked Macca out, because, you know, he used to stand there. You know, he wasn't that tall. As I said, he was built like a piece of iron, but he was just tough, and he was absolutely committed, and there was a massive amount of mutual respect in that team. And Macca was a guy that you wouldn't want to let down.
He was. I spoke to him actually when you had the reunion. You know, that 40 years on, and I could have spent hours talking to him. I just thought he was a real character, and he obviously loved being back in Hereford as well for that occasion.
Yes, he was an enthusiastic speaker, wasn't he? I mean, it was a typical Newport boy, if you like. I mean, I'm sure that your listeners will know what I mean by that. I mean, he did actually leave the UK after he retired, and he worked and lived in America for some years. But he never changed. And, of course, he played rugby as well at a high level, which is something quite unique. And, you know, what I do remember very well is when Billy and I signed for Hereford United, when John Charles was still player manager. And Charlo had signed Macca from Newport County. And, you know, and he used to pick us up at Newport and drive us up to Hereford. And he used to tell us all about, you know, about the players who were inside us before we got to know them. And, you know, Charlo absolutely loved him, because he's absolutely his type of player.
He's going to be very sadly missed. I mean, older Hereford fans, I mean, people my age, I mean, I'm in my 50s now, and those above obviously are going to remember him particularly fondly. There's a 20-something Hereford fan listening now, who never had the privilege of seeing that side play. Mm. How would you sort of, what would be your lasting memory of Mick McLaughlin, if you like?
Well, they say all great sides have the backbone, don't they? You know, that runs right through the sort of centre of the team, and it starts with Fred Potter, then it starts with a central defender, and then you've got the players up front. And we had players that would literally run through brick walls. And, you know, if I was telling a young Hereford United supporter what typified our side, I would say it's that backbone. and Macca, alongside Alan Jones, of course. Was Alan Jones, of course, you know, I think he broke the club record for appearances. But Mike McLaughlin, as I said, I can only think of two words to describe him properly, and I would say Iron Man.